Coming up, if you love your golf, get yourself down to Scone Golf Club next Sunday for the Scone Volunteer Support Group Golf Day. Joining us to tell us all the details and everything that's happening of the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service, Danny Ether. How are we doing, mate?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate. One of your annual golf days is back again. It's nice to have things returning to normal, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's just great to be back to what I call the new normal. And we've got golf days happening. We've got lawn bowl days happening. We've got everything happening. And I think I'm the busiest man in town at the moment. If there was something going on there, which is just great. And we really appreciate the support of the community. And the volunteers there at Scone have been working on this golf day for probably about 2-3 years now. They were wanting to have it sort of the beginning of 2020. And then obviously everything came to a standstill. And we're now, after a couple of postponements and delays, we're good to go. And I know that the team of volunteers are ready to go and have everyone back at the Scone Golf Club.
Are they still open for slots? Can people still join?
Yeah, we've still got a limited number of slots, registration spots open. So if anyone's keen and wants to come and have a hit, it's going to be a nine-hole round for the morning, and then that will be followed up with a great lunch in the clubhouse, and then there'll be some raffles and some big charity auction and that. So there's plenty of things both on the course and off the course. So if you're not even remotely interested in golf, you can still come along and have a nice day, support our volunteers that are doing wonderful things in the Upper Hunter community, and that's raising some funds for the Rescue Helicopter Service.
If anyone wants to find out more details for next Sunday, what do they do? Where do they go?
Just head over to the website, rescuehelicopter.com.au/events, and all the details are there for the Scone Golf Day.
You never get a chance to relax yourself and actually have a game of golf when this happens, or is this Sunday going to be a change?
No, I'll be doing what I do best, helping out and pulling together the day. So I'm very well versed in organising the golf days. I just don't get the chance to have a hit myself. So.
I heard you needed to start about an hour before everybody else, that way they can catch up on you.
Come on, don't let the secrets out.
All right, so make sure you're part of the Scone Volunteer Support Golf Day that's going to be at Scone Golf Club next Sunday. And the following weekend is an event we have been looking forward to for a couple of years now.
Yes, and that's our big charity rugby league day. It's back. It's been long and overdue. We have tried multiple times. We've had outbreaks of COVID and then followed by a couple of weather events.
Oh, yeah.
And we came that close back last year in early March. And, yeah, it just didn't happen when we had floodwaters taking up to about the 20-metre line.
Yeah.
Pirtek Park, it kind of made a bit of an interesting affair. So we were not going to risk it. So, yeah, we're really excited to have that back. And I must say that this support that we get from not only our sponsors and our partners, but also the participants. Obviously, we put the call out again just to say, look, everyone that's registered, are you still keen? Are you wanting to come along, get involved? And they've said absolutely yes. So we've had a couple of teams drop out, unfortunately, due to commitments, obviously, and changes in the workforce and that sort of thing. So that's a bit of a shame, but I know that's just going to be a once off. We hope to get everyone back, so we look like we'll be having the 12 to 13 teams taking to the field on the day, which will be absolutely unreal.
What time does it all start on Saturday the 17th?
It'll kick off. Literally,
yeah.
We'll kick off at 9 a.m. first game, and then that'll roll through the day. We're just finalising how we'll do the draw. We might be looking at potentially 3 games for each of the teams. Maybe they're 2 normal games. We'll just see what our final numbers hit on, and we'll keep everyone posted. And I'll keep you posted with our draw. And we'll preview the competition as we get a bit closer.
Absolutely. And from what I understand, everyone's getting behind it. There's a record number of Bengalla Group 21 first graders who have been signed up as casual cleaners at a number of mines around the valley.
I have heard that as well. There's a few casual cleaners and I believe there was some rat test people and some temperature checkers. I went, oh, this is interesting. But look, at the end of the day, it's all fun, and it's all meant in the best possible way. It's about getting people together, celebrating what's great about this area, and that's the love of football, our mine workers, but importantly supporting the Westpac Rescue Helicopter, which I think is the trifecta on its own.
It is. And look, from my experience, it's a wonderful festival of football that day, quite frankly. You know, if you want to get down there and just watch plenty of football and have a pie and have a drink and just enjoy yourself, no greater place to be than Pirtek Park on Saturday the 17th of September to help support the Westpac Rescue Helicopter. Danny Ether, as always, thank you very much, mate. We will speak again.
Absolute pleasure. Look forward to talking to you as we get closer.